to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. And today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll give you an ascension update for 2012. What's going on with the process of the planet ascending to a higher dimension? And how can we make sure we ascend with the Earth? Next Friday, January 20th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week after I tell you about what's up in the heavens. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let those of you know in the Seattle area know that I'll be speaking twice in the next 2 weeks. Actually, tomorrow on Saturday, January 14th, I'll be at East West Bookshop to present a workshop from 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. called Prosper with the Universe. And in that, you can learn how to thrive by learning the basic skills of bringing money and solutions to you quickly and easily. And then next Thursday, January 19th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., I'll be speaking at The Herbalist in Seattle. My topic will be astrology's economic forecast for 2012. To learn more, go to my website at www.askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for appearances under About. And also I want to announce a new class, The Art of Conscious Language, which is about how our language influences our prosperity. So our words are always either attracting money to us or pushing it away. And if you want to increase your prosperity, start with this telephone program. There are two classes, January 19th and January 26th. And even if you cannot be on the calls, you can listen to the recordings. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and then click on the link for The Art of Conscious Language under upcoming classes. Now, lastly, I want to announce a new type of consultation that I'll be doing through the middle of April. This is a Mars retrograde consultation. Every 2 years, we're asked to reconsider the direction we want to take for the next 2 years. So it's time to do personal and business strategic planning. This consultation focuses on the direction and issues that are being highlighted for you during this 12-week period, which is January 23rd through April 13th, so that you can reconsider them fully. And it's best to schedule this consultation earlier in the period so you have more time to consider the information and research your options. Call our toll-free number to schedule. That's 877-524-8300. And spend a half an hour to make sure that you're headed in the right direction for the next 2 years. That number again is 877-524-8300. Or for more information, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, today is the best date to start something new for the rest of this year. That is until 5:59 p.m. Pacific time tonight or 8:59 p.m. Eastern time tonight when a timeout begins. Now, this is due to several reasons, and one is that we're in an unusual period of time when all the planets are in forward motion. It's actually fairly unusual to have all planets moving forward at the same time. So now is the time to get things started, and we don't have much time. The third quarter moon occurs on Monday, January 16th. So we need to get all our new starts going prior to that. And because after January 15th, the next day that's good for new starts is April 21st. Yes, that's 3.5 months from now. Now, in addition, today, January 13th, has a good final result for new starts, and it also has several good cycles. We also get a good final result for January 14th and 15th, but those weekend dates are much more challenging. So do your best to make good use of today, January 13th. It's a very good day. Now, how can you do that? Well, here are some ideas. You could send out a promotional email. You could announce a new product or service. You could launch a website, start a new bank account, ask someone out for a date, send an important letter, call an important person. There's still another 6 to 7 hours left for today, so go make some hay while the sun is shining. It's important to remember that this is the best day we have for new starts until April 21st through early May. But even then, we won't have as good a set of cycles as we do now with all the planets in forward motion, so hop to it. Now, one of those great cycles we have right now is Sun trine Mars, which is terrific for having plenty of energy. It's easy to get a lot done with all that extra energy. So get more exercise than usual or do some kind of big cleanup job. Otherwise, your body won't know what to do with all that extra energy. The cycle peaked yesterday on January 12th, and it stays in range through January 19th. Now, while we have all this extra energy, we also have a great set of cycles that are terrific for romance, long-term relationships, artistic pursuits, plus good long-term investment possibilities, and creating abundance. They're also great for watching movies, checking out art museums, or just enjoying a fun time. And just remember, you could also spend a bunch of money you hadn't planned to spend, so be careful with your budget. The set of cycles is Venus trine Saturn, while Venus conjuncts Neptune and then Chiron, and then Venus sextiles Jupiter. These cycles started peaking yesterday on January 12th, and they continue to peak through tomorrow, January 14th. Now, next, we have another great cycle that peaks today on January 13th, and this cycle is perfect for communicating with very powerful people or the masses. And it's also terrific for penetrating insights and getting to the bottom of things. This is the cycle of Mercury conjunct Pluto, and it stays in range through January 17th. Now, beginning 2 days ago on January 11th, a cycle associated with taking on more responsibilities came into range. This is the cycle of Sun square Saturn. And this can be associated with managers or leaders getting more assignments, or it can be related to very challenging jobs that must now be finished. Either way, this can feel like a burden until it's completed. Often this means there's no time for fun. The cycle peaks on January 19th and stays in range through January 25th. Now, just as that challenge is occurring, another set of stresses shows up for leaders and managers. The cycle is associated with attempting to do too much or overexpansion. This is the cycle of Sun square Jupiter. Leaders may see an opportunity that they would like to pursue, but they must stay on track to complete the previous assignments. So to make this work, they need to delegate some of the responsibilities or the pursuit of the opportunity. The cycle comes into range on January 15th, peaks on January 21st, and stays in range through January 29th. Now, during the same period, we get another cycle that suggests an opportunity to make a lot of money, which is Venus sextile Pluto. Venus is in her best sign of Pisces, so the opportunities could be quite good. This cycle comes into range on January 17th, peaks on January 20th, and stays in range through January 22nd. So watch for those opportunities. There may be delays getting them going, but they could be quite good. Now, next I want to mention that we'll have Mars in Virgo for almost 8 months instead of the typical 40 to 45 days. And that's because it's going to retrograde or move backwards in Virgo on January 23rd. So it's slowing down now in preparation for that 12-week cycle. Now, whenever we have Mars in a sign for a long time, there's a special message about our actions. And Mars represents the actions we take and our motivations for taking them. And when Mars is in Virgo, we're being asked to be more discerning about the actions we take. So remember this. When we take the right action for the wrong motivation, we end up with the wrong result. Mars in Virgo is also about taking actions that will be of service to others. It's also about analyzing our motivations to make sure they're in right alignment with the actions we take. For example, it's important not to take actions out of fear. That's a sure way to defeat your purposes. This is also a fantastic time to clean up, get organized, and declutter your office or home, and your prosperity will increase if you do. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. Notice the green dollar plus for January 12th through the 16th, plus next Friday, January 20th. These days have multiple cycles that are great for financial increases or high growth, so they're even better than a regular green dollar day. Expect lots of money now. And lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. So to do so, just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free, so get signed up today. Now, what's happening in 2012 with the process of the planet ascending to a higher dimension? And how can we make sure we ascend with Earth? When I come back from this short break, I'll give you an ascension update for 2012. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm giving an ascension update for 2012, and I'm discussing what's happening with the process of the Earth ascending to a higher dimension. And I'll discuss ways we can ascend with the Earth to that higher dimension. Now, first of all, just what is ascension, and how can Earth, of all things, ascend to a higher dimension? Well, you could think of ascension as a great evolutionary leap, and 2012 is the year it's supposed to occur. This particular evolutionary leap is related to the vibration or the frequency of the Earth increasing to a much higher level than it's been. Now, this is related to the Earth and actually our entire solar system passing through what's known as the photon belt of the galaxy, which contains very high frequencies. Now, it's these very high frequencies which are changing the Earth and all the planets in our solar system. Scientists see the temperature of all planets heating up. Even the sun is changing. These higher frequencies are also impacting us humans, and we're changing our thoughts and discovering many new things. We're changing from polarity thinking, where everything is polar opposites, to understanding how we're all connected and one. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on science, but I do want to give you an understanding that these higher frequencies are not just someone's imagination. We entered this photon belt of the galaxy about 18 years ago, and during 2012, we'll get to the center of this photon belt. And after we get through this year, we still have another 18 years to get out of this photon belt. So if these higher frequencies are changing Earth and our own level of consciousness, we've still got a long time before we'll be through it. So first I want you to think back to 18 years ago. And in that short amount of time, we've been given the internet and a whole new way of to connect with others in the world, their ideas, products, and services. And many new tools have been developed or rediscovered. Communications happen a lot faster now. Can you remember when we used to wait for letters to be sent in the mail and then mail back our responses? Everything is a lot faster now because our communications and transportation have speeded up. Now, think back to the change in attitudes over that time. Our perception and understanding have changed significantly since then. Unless you happen to be in an area that's still living in the Dark Ages, there's greater tolerance for differences and different beliefs. There's less prejudice, whether it's racial, gender, or sexual issues. And we even have a black president, something no one believed would happen 20 years ago. I want you to see that we've been in a long-term process which has changed our thinking and our consciousness on this planet in many, many ways. Now, likewise, the Earth has also been through a slow but steady process of change during that time. Our glaciers have mostly melted. The ice at our north and south poles has been melting. And the weight of the water has been redistributed on the Earth, causing major Earth changes such as earthquakes, volcanoes, and tsunamis. Now, let's get back to the ascension of the planet and ourselves. If we believe that we're passing through this very high-frequency portion of the galaxy and that those much higher frequencies are the primary reason for these many changes, then you get an idea of how powerful this process really is. 2012 is the year when we're at the center of those very high frequencies. And theoretically, on December 21st, 2012, we'll be at the exact center of that photon belt where those very high frequencies are the most intense. But whether the date of December 21st, 2012 is the exact date when something major will occur to the planet is unknown. I actually expect there to be multiple major shifts as we go through this year. Those shifts, whether to the Earth or ourselves, are basically ways for us to shift to another dimension. This seems to be a gradual process that's supposed to culminate this year. Remember, the Earth is a big planet, and it's going to be extremely close to the center of the photon belt all year long, not just for a day. Now, what exactly does it mean for the Earth to shift to another dimension? That's a question for which I don't think anyone has an official answer. But here are some possibilities or perhaps probabilities. When the Earth shifts to a higher dimension, we would stop seeing ourselves as separate and different and see each other as part of the whole creative energy of the universe. We would have no need to destroy our resources as we would gain a far better understanding of the universe and energy. And we would probably embrace free energy instead of suppressing it and develop its usage. It's also likely that we would be able to manifest whatever we think about very easily. It could become common for people to become telepathic or move physical objects with their thoughts. We could learn how to live on light. We probably wouldn't get sick or age like we do now. We'd develop a different type of economic system, one that's sustainable and healthy for everyone. Now, shifts like that don't happen overnight or in a day. So that's why I'm talking to you about the shifts which this entire year and the next 18 years will bring. It's a 36-year process, not a day. We just happen to be at the center or the most intense period of those changes. The Earth could go through some pretty tough changes as it raises its frequency even higher. David Wilcock, who is generally believed to be the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, believes we will have a discontinuous event for the Earth in 2012 or 2013. Now, this is based on the information in the Law of One material by Ra. Now, that would basically mean that the Earth would somehow shift to a high enough vibration to fully shift into a higher dimension. So instead of living on third-dimensional Earth where we live now, we would be living on fourth or perhaps fifth-dimensional Earth. And it would also mean that our third-dimensional Earth wouldn't be available for human life. If that happened, it would be very important for us to be able to shift with the Earth to that higher dimension. Now, as the Earth increases its frequency, we also have to increase our own frequency in order to stay here on Earth. So what does an increased frequency look like in a human? Well, for one thing, less judgmental and more heart-centered, more loving and inclusive, ready to serve others, not just yourself, more gratitude and appreciation instead of criticism. A higher frequency human focuses on how we're all connected instead of how we're different. Now, just how do we increase our frequency as the Earth increases its frequency? Well, it helps to start living from our hearts instead of just our heads. We need to include our hearts in our decision-making process. And in addition, we need to let go of our old patterns that are holding us back, let go of our fears, let go of old beliefs that limit us, and old behavior patterns that go with those fears and beliefs. Let go of apathy, depression, anger, frustration, sadness, and grief. Let go of jealousy. Let go of thinking and saying negative things about other people, places, or things. And let go of hate, prejudice, and rage. Now, that's not easy to do, but we now have plenty of tools to make those tasks a lot easier. For example, we have emotional freedom and healing releases, which release old fears and patterns within an hour. We have energetic methods for healing ourselves, and we even have energetic methods for raising our frequency to a higher level. Now, one of those methods is the crystal triangle process, which I mentioned on last week's show. This step-by-step physical process is one that I've done since September 1999. It puts you in fifth-dimensional energies. And from there, you can go to sixth and seventh dimensional energies. You need a partner to do this, at least initially. You can also follow the directions and the diagrams in the book by Dwayne Hinkle called The Ascension Guidebook. Or you can even have Dwayne Hinkle do those activations on you by telephone. And yes, you can really feel the energies even when it's done by telephone. To find out more, you can go to DuaneHinkle.com. That's DuaneHinkle.com. And I'll also include this link in today's What's Up in the Heavens. Now, as we go into 2012, many great changes are possible. It's important to stay centered in our hearts, in love and joy, in gratitude and appreciation for literally everything. This will raise our frequency and allow us in the Earth to shift to that higher dimension. This is what we came to do this lifetime. We can only make that choice for ourselves, and it's extremely important. Whenever that shift happens, I'll see you there. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Now that the holidays are over, this is the best time to get your year off to a good start by cleaning up and getting organized. Get rid of clutter. Clean out closets, drawers, cabinets, and garages. Clean up those paper piles. Declutter those too crowded bookshelves. Archive old files. Make room in your filing cabinets. And as you do this, you make way for new opportunities and more prosperity to come to you. You don't have to do this all at once. Set some time aside each week to do this for a while. Your energy and your vibration will increase as you do this, and let go of the past. So let's get this done. Now, join me again next Friday January 20th, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week after I tell you about what's up in the heavens. And lastly, just a reminder, visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2012 Good Timing Guides and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. And sign up for your free What's Up in the Heavens newsletters, too. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. And next, stay tuned for Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to citysolveurbanrace.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, or anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.